course, are not part of that camp. He may, my point is that they are doing a terrible disservice to themselves. Jackson's doing a disservice. Family, the American people, if you put it to a vote with them, they hate the communists, but they also want peace. They've got them.
Mr. President, this is not an American national interest. It's the Jewish interest of the Soviet Jews. It is an outrage.
You know, it's that way. This gal who never says a damn thing. Now, I'd forgotten she was with me in 59, but you know, she was a young, pretty thing. My God, the way she fall over you with regard to depression and the rest.
Well, Dobrynin explained to me the problem that June 18th has only to do with Gromyko wanting to go to the security conference, which starts on the 22nd. And I said to him, look, propose an earlier date and I'll take it up with the president, so we didn't look too eager. So they may propose the 4th of June. Should I get the Indian in?
All right, wait a minute. But you know, we've done so much. But I think this, what I call software, is fine at this point. But it may be, it just may be the pressure of his old age. Maybe he does feel this. I mean, it doesn't fool me a damn bit. Or you either. But it may be they want a relationship.
What are our choices? With this Congress, you had to face a confrontation with the Russians on top of everything else. So far, we are gaining a hell of a lot more than they are gaining.
The Russian-Chinese initiatives are the only thing that keep our head over water.
Good. You remember the Indian ambassador?
Yes, how are you, Mr. Ambassador? Good to see you. Let's get a picture before you leave so that we can have it in your office as governor.
In the mind.
he deeply wanted to go.
He loves the America, but he loves also your country. And I sent him there because I wanted to have a more positive development in the relations between our countries. We must not allow now with Pakistan divided. I mean, with et cetera, we must not allow differences about that or differences about other things to blind us to the overall interest that we have in a continuing healthy, constructive relationship. Now, let me say this, not so much in this country, although there are some, but in your country. As you well know, as there are in most countries in the world, there's a considerable body of opinion, some in the press, some in the parliament, the rest, who sort of make a profession out of being anti-U.S. It's true in Latin America, it's true in Europe, and so forth and so on. And Soviet, I have no, I understand, but the point is that I simply want to say, without any sentimentality, although some sentiment might be involved in it, is basically not based on that, but based on the interests we share, the interest of the world for peace, the interest in the maintenance of great free nations, requires that India and the United States have a better relationship. You had to take it over a rocky period, and we hope your successor will come here and perhaps work cooperatively toward that end. Because if it goes the other way, then each of us will have to look in other directions. And you don't want that, and we don't want it either. That's the way I would like to. So I've tried to speak quite frankly about it. And another thing that I did to save mine is this. You get the impression that, which I, from some reports and some speeches that have been made, and I realize a lot of this throughout the war in Vietnam, which was also very impressive, but you get the impression, and a lot of it throughout the last India, Pakistan, where that President Nixon is anti-Indian and anti-this is kind of sort of, that's all. That is not true. I have never been, and never will be, because I want good relations. So, and the impression that whoever's president of the United States is basically against the biggest democracy in the world is not a healthy one to have existing in the world. It's not healthy for the superpowers to think that. It isn't healthy for your neighbors to think that. And finally, apart from it's not being healthy, it's just not true. And so these are some of the things that I hope you take with you, and I hope you take some pleasant memories too.
I can take very heavy memories, and I must say throughout the very difficult period, one of the things that sustained me has been the line of communication I have had with Henry, with knowing your mind.
Right.
I know you've
talked to many times.
And while I can't go and tell the Prime Minister, because when I was leaving, she told me that my mission is to make Indo-American relations as good as Indo-Soviet relations. I can't carry a constant task. But I do feel that we are now set on a course which can lead to far better relations than even we have known it in the past. You know that the Prime Minister has just the same view on the matter. It's not good for us or the world for there to be a feeling that India and America are going to get on.
And we can find, let me say, you can tell her I'll do my part. I'll go more than halfway. And I have great respect for her. Because she's a woman, but because she's a great leader. Great respect for her.
skillful politician. But she wanted it more than I did.
What we have set up, Mr. President, as of your instructions, is some more or less regular meetings between Moynihan and senior Indian officials on economic and similar issues. And then LK's and successor here and I will start political discussions to see what can be done to bring about a...
Well, speaking very candidly, I'm sorry he's leaving. I know his successor. I know he's a very bright fellow, but we... Not saying anything about it, I'm sorry you're leaving.
I feel that way.
We won't say it anymore.
And we know he's going to report that.
No, that's right. Yeah. No, we get along with the successor group. And the main is whoever represents it. It's pleasant to have somebody that we have such confidence and respect. But whoever represents a great country like him, we get along.
I must say one other thing, Mr. President, that LK was more skillful in handling the press than any other ambassador here. I could see his fine hand in a lot of columnists when necessity required it.
Look, the Indians are among the most skillful people in the world in the press. You're the best in the world. Picture, and I also have a picture of my anchor.